This is The Nettle Patch, sponsored by Nettle of York, presented by Y01 Radio. Diving into our next pitch, meet Jonty.
Hello, Nettles. I'm Jonty Olivia.
An innovator who's looking to brush away the competition with his unique idea. Let's find out if the Nettles find it hair-raisingly good.
And I would like to tell you today a little bit about Ergo Styling Tools UK. I bought a hair salon in Florida in 2004, and that was my first venture into the beauty industry.
Whereabouts in Florida?
In Winter Park, which is just outside downtown Orlando in central Florida. Mm. Beautiful part of the world. If you get an opportunity to go to Winter Park, instead of just going all the way on theme parks, fabulous.
Mm. Is it a little bit like Celebration?
A little bit like that way, yeah. We had friends who lived in Celebration, yeah. And it's nice. Celebration is a little bit more, but Winter Park is an old city.
Yeah.
One of the most affluent cities in the whole of Florida, actually. And so we were based on Park Avenue, which is, we used to say, the Rodeo Drive of Central Florida. The salon had already been there 21 years when we bought it in 2004. It was my first venture into the hair and beauty industry. My wife's mother had been a hairdresser for years, but it was something new. I'd been in the house building industry here as a sales and marketing director. So, a new venture. I gave all that up to go and buy this salon. And it became apparent when you're learning something brand new and you're immersing yourself, I made it a mission to know everything about the hair and beauty industry. So in no time at all, I'm ordering colour and shampoos and conditioners that I never even knew existed. And it sadly became apparent to me that we had at one time 12 stylists. Some of them had been in the industry for 20, 30 years, and some of them fairly new.
Were they salaried or were they franchisee?
They, over there, they were commission.
Right.
But they were employed.
Okay.
Whereas over here, for instance, 65% of all hairstylists are self-employed. That is now got that way in America.
So what sort of percentage would they get of the money?
It depended on the salon.
Oh, okay.
And depending sometimes on the service.
Right.
But usually, the usual rate's 50%.
Okay.
My daughter-in-law is on 65%. She's a very, very big earn.
Right, yes.
So her 35% for the salon owner is still worth quite a lot of money.
Because...
And she's very, very good at what she does. Mm. We taught her how to be earn six figures... We're working 4 days a week, and she took it on board, and she now earns one of the biggest earners, certainly in Florida, and this is just... In my salon, going back, I found that so many stylists come to work and go home in pain. And that was partly because of poor posture, wearing the wrong shoes... A whole bunch of things, using non-ergonomic tools and repetitive strain injuries, particularly blow drying when you're doing that same thing over and over again. I talk to hairstylists all the time and they say, what hurts the most? And it's either the back or the joints, nearly always the wrist. And whilst we owned the salon for 14 years, we lost two stylists. And the industry lost two stylists to carpal tunnel,
right,
which is created usually by the blow-drying techniques. So that was a bit sad. Anyway, well, we sold the salon circumstances. We sold the salon, came back to York, where we had come from before, because it's a wonderful place, of course. And we have now honed in on, we wanted to bring something to England and the UK that wasn't here already but working and was known about in America. And we thought about all these things because I always used to say that if we combine the two countries, we'd get most things right. But unfortunately, the things that they still mess up, we actually already have solved those problems. And some of the things that we do...
Fax machines.
Yeah, that's it. School buses. I mean, there's lots of things that go, if only we could do that here. But when we were there, the Americans don't do anything right. We do lots of things actually better than they do. So it was a case of, right, what can we bring over? I was actually working in another industry and in February, and I got made redundant. And so we thought about this yet again.
So what was the industry that you went to when you came back to York?
I've been in a couple of things where people asked me to go. So I was in a car industry.
Selling cars?
No, looking after customers.
Okay.
Looking after, so very much customer service after the sale.
Okay.
And which I loved to do even when I was selling houses back in the day. So what actually crystallized my thoughts were my wife has her stylist in York, and she was gifted a particular styling brush by a manufacturer from America who we know soon, having been 14, 15 years in the States. And she loved this, and he sent her a couple of them. Coming up to Christmas of last year, my wife, Janie, she said, you know, I need to give my hairdresser a Christmas gift. Oh, that's what we do in it. I don't know whether everybody does that here, but that's certainly what our customers used to do for a stylist in our salon. So she gave it to her and said, she said, thanks very much. And next time she went in, was about 6 weeks later, her stylist said, you must tell me where I can buy these brushes. This brush is fabulous. In fact, and a lot of hairstylists say this, I thought a brush was a brush. But the reality is, this brush does all these fantastic things. And and Janie said, I'm sorry, they are available in the US, but you can't get them here. Anyway, that was the end of that. Then she went to our second interview and she said, Janie, you must tell me, I've got to get these brushes because my other stylists in the salon, and it's her salon, they keep on benching mine. So I need some more. So what is it you found? They just are so different. They're the balance of them, the lightness, the way that they are, they actually have a textured grip handle. And if you've got a hand of any sort and doing movement, and you've got water or you've got product on your hands, it slips. Hair brushes keep on bouncing off the floor, and then they break sometime. Well, I just got made redundant, and I thought, yeah, why don't we bring these brushes from the US to the UK? Why hasn't it happened? And it sounds expensive. And they're not the cheapest brushes in the world, but thank goodness, reassuringly expensive, but again, not the most expensive by me and Pals. And so it was a case of, I'm going to bring these over. So I rang Robert Reed, who's the founder of the company. The company was founded on the principle, it was a research company called Ergo, because Ergo means ergonomic.
Mm.
And he wanted to come up with a range of products that actually helped not just the client, but the user.
Okay.
Because of all these injury problems and the pain issues that stylists have. So that was, so I went over and he said, and we have this phrase in Ergo, so feel the Ergo love. And so he said, as it just so happens in March, as the ABS, which is, isn't it, to do with cars in this, ain't it? It's America's beauty show, and it's the second largest show in North America. He said, come on over and have a look and see what, you can come and feel the Ergo now. So I went over and to Chicago, spent the weekend with Ergo, watched on the first day and observed everything that was going on their stand. They had a big stand with all the brushes. And I witnessed all these people coming to the stand saying, again, seasoned stylists, going, all they had to do was actually hold it in their hand for a moment, and they were going, where do I buy them? I could not believe in us. So I came back and said to Janie, we need to bring these over. And that is what we have done. Okay. And we have a license to sell exclusively in the whole of the UK and Ireland.
So you have a master franchise?
We are the master franchise.
So
you distribute
and then take on other franchisees under your control. Is
yes,
correct.
If we could, we can, and we can if we will. Just to let you.
Are you likely to want to do that in the future?
We are keeping all options open.
Okay.
For the first time in my whole career, and I'm a little bit older than most people are probably coming in to say, I've just started a new business. Nearly all my peers, I've just been to a school reunion, and all my peers have retired and have been retired for quite some time. So they are saying, oh, what do you do, John? You're starting a new business. It is so amazing. I am so passionate about this. It's going to be fantastic. What do you do? I say, well, I play golf.
Yeah, they'll have much less to talk about.
Well, that'll have it. Yeah, no, absolutely. So we did have a soft launch, if you will, a couple of weeks ago because the website went live. And so whilst we are now taking some orders, still most people don't know about us. We've got a big launch.
Is his surname Reed, the founder?
Robert Reed.
Robert Reed.
In fact, he's flying in from California to support us at our launch in London.
Has the company funded you in any way for marketing?
No, unfortunately not.
So
it's all down to us.
Is that something you ever asked for, or is that just...
I didn't expect it. When we first started the whole concept, it was a feeling that Ergo will just be one of the brands that we will carry, and we can carry other brands. I'm always about quality, not quantity. So I've never wanted to take on 20 other brands. If I take on ever another one or two, that's as many as it'll be. But as it so happened, we feel that the Ergo brand itself and the Ergo brushes, we've just come back from the Jet Hairdressing Academy in Basildon that we drove down to on Monday, and we presented that for the first time in the UK, and everybody loves them, so much so they were ordering collections there and then. And these are professionals who, again, didn't know us, got the brush in their hand and said, wow, this is fantastic. Whereas if you just look at the brush and just say, all right, is this, I've got the brushes here, happy to show you them. They are totally and utterly unique. Usually, I've found with products, if you've got one unique selling point, that's probably a really, really good thing.
If it's strong enough, perhaps.
Absolutely. These have multiple... Sorry.
No. What it was is, it's a very good sign, actually. We've got, obviously, time curtailment. We've got five left, haven't we?
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, no. Is it okay if we just ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
It's John.
Chanty, yeah. Fire away.
Well, I want to ask, is this just aimed at the hairdressing industry, or is it for the consumer as well?
Both.
Right.
But we're all about empowering the professional. So whilst you, as a member of the public, can go to our website and buy, you will also be encouraged to buy from the professionals. There's in UK and Ireland, there are approximately 100,000 hairdressers.
Okay.
And there are 15,000 retail locations, which are salons.
Right.
In fact, 19,000.
The consumer could buy it directly from a salon.
Absolutely. And that's what... Now, the way that we've structured our pricing, that you will almost certainly be able to buy the products, the brushes, from the salon cheaper than you can directly from the company.
Right. Okay.
So we're empowering. I've come across companies
who are
actually then trying to undercut the people.
You're empowering the hairdressers. That's what you're doing.
Yes.
But you're cutting a deal with them down.
Yes. Yes.
A brief pause. John T takes the floor again. And let's see how the nettles react to his pitch.
Mom never taught their daughter how to use a round brush properly. So not only are we out there to educate the greater public, we're there to actually educate the professionals.
Yeah.
Because most people know how to cut hair, because they've done the courses, they know how to do so many things, colour and the like, but they actually don't know how to properly do a blow dry. So we're going to bring in next year a big marketing push, which we need help with, is the Great British Blowout. And we want to take that around the country.
So big hair is back.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do it wrong in the first place, so they need educating how to do it right.
Jonty, yes. Presumably the branding and everything is set in stone already. You cannot do anything, presumably, with the intellectual property, can you, of the branding?
That is true to a certain extent.
Right.
But we've given free carte blanche, so to speak, for any way that we want to market it.
Yeah.
But the actual physical attributes, bristles coated in carbon and tourmaline.
No, I think it means like the logo and the colour scheme.
No, the logo is the same, apart from we put the UK in
Yeah.
So it's the Ergo family.
So if you were successful, what kind of difference would this make to you in terms of, you know, radio?
Absolutely huge. We need to get it out there to those 100-odd thousand, just 100,000 professionals, never mind the wider public that they will be. We want the wider public to realise as well that these are such a great thing that they want to buy them, and we want them to go to their local stockist, wherever that may be.
The burning question is, have you got some samples that we can hold?
I know.
Yes. One of the USPs, they're the only bushes in the world that wear the
bristles. Sorry.
Flexible. Yes. The flexible bristles are coated with carbon and tourmaline. And people say, what's tourmaline? So I bought a piece of
them. Okay. Encouraged, though, right?
The great thing about tourmaline, when it's heated, it creates negative ions.
Right.
That combats humidity in the air, so it's anti-frizz.
And you've got two daughters, have you taught them how to brush their hair?
Actually, because my youngest daughter constantly comes and says, can you do my hair?
Right, there you go, right.
Yeah. Leaving it nearly out.
That's a beautiful hair. But and again, if you're a professional, if you sink to your hair, your hand is covered in water, you're not going to drop that.
One final question.
Of course.
Obviously, you're national in terms of your distribution.
Yeah.
But this is a York-based...
Of course.
...for a campaign. How are you bringing York into that?
Okay, well, you know what? We are so biased towards York anyway that there are lots of...
You're living in York,
right? Yes, yes. I've lived in York since I first come up here in 89, apart from a few years in the States. And there was never any question where else we were going to go when we sold our salon. So as far as our storage facilities are here, we will need a fulfillment centre. Yes, there are distributors out there that actually use outside fulfillment centres. We want to have our own. So we will employ people in our own. That means that we can... I have an exit strategy for the first time in my career. So by the time I'm 75, I will be finishing whatever I'm doing and be passing this on or doing whatever... do, but I can see that actually it may not be passed on at all.
That wraps up Jonty's innovative pitch for today's Nettle Patch episode. Another day, another brilliant mind. Join us tomorrow for more entrepreneurial spirit in action on the Nettle Patch.